right here. What is up, my millennial fam? Giacomo Thalay here for another installment of Millennial Nostalgia on the Believe Podcast Network. Today, we're going to be playing a little game called The Sound of Nostalgia. The Sound of Nostalgia. Being a kid during this millennial time frame of the 90s and early 2000s, I watched a lot of TV. I played a lot of video games, I went to the movies a lot, I listened to the radio quite often when I was in the car with my mom or dad. And the thing that resonated with all of those sources of media is sound. I could close my eyes and listen to these sounds and visually see in my head the image that went along with it. So that concept is essentially what inspired the game that I came up with. What I'll be doing is playing a series of short audio clips, and then it's up to you, the listener, to try to guess, where do you know that sound from? Now, these sounds could be anything from a theme song to a TV show. It could be a jingle from a commercial. It could be a snippet from a song that they may have played on the radio. It could come from video games or any sort of computer media. Bottom line is, if it came from the 90s or early 2000s and it made a sound, all bets are off. It could be something I play. After I play the sound, I'll give you about 5 seconds to come up with the answer in your head, or if you need more time, you can always press the pause button on the podcast. You're all winners in my eyes, and it doesn't matter how long it takes you to get it, so long as you get it. Because if you don't, then maybe you're a loser. Totally kidding. All right, my nostalgic fam, let's prick up our ears and check out our very first sound of the day. All right, 5 seconds on the clock. Go. And we're back. Did you get it? Did you have to rewind to listen to it again? Because, you know, that's allowed too. You can do that. I should have mentioned that earlier. Anyway, we're here now. What was that sound from? That sound was the Walt Disney home video opening. So if you had any VHS tapes that came from the Walt Disney collection, some of these were like sing-along tapes, others were straight-up movies, some were compilations of cartoons. A lot of them, if not most or all of them, during the 90s, the early 90s, had this opening. And it starts off with a kind of image of Mickey Mouse in his Sorcerer's Apprentice outfit with the wizard hat, and it spirals into this ultra 90s looking transition, eventually revealing the Walt Disney home video logo. I remember this one quite a bit because I was a major Disney kid. I'm still a major Disney kid at 27 years old. And most of the videotapes that I would pop into the VHS player started with this introduction. So it was almost as if the whole movie viewing experience wasn't complete unless I heard this. If I didn't rewind the tape all the way through, I made sure to stop that. Press rewind and start again. And some of you might be thinking like, hey, I had videotapes and DVDs during that time. That didn't happen. I didn't have that in front of my tapes. Well, you probably did have this at the very least.
Coming soon to own on video and DVD.
So yeah, I was kind of torn which one I was going to pick for this. It's kind of a trick one to start with because some of you just barely missed that cusp in the 90s where the videotapes had this. It was like almost they went from that first one I played to this almost overnight. So I figured, hey, I might as well just play them both because, you know, if you got it wrong and you remember the other one, at least you're remembering something, right? All right, here we go. Nostalgic sound number two. This was one of my personal favorites. I always looked forward to hearing this one. So, 5 seconds on the clock, go. All right, You got your answer? Cool. That was the startup sound for the Sony PlayStation. The PlayStation was my first gaming console. It was the first one that I owned. I had played some other ones, like at friends' house, like the Sega Genesis before that, but I never had a console of my own until the PlayStation. I remember spending hours on end playing Crash Bandicoot and Spyro the Dragon, Croc, Legend of the Gobos, a lot of the Mortal Kombat games. I had like a compilation disc that had like the first three games on it. And I always loved getting those demo discs, the jam pack ones that they would either sell for a few bucks or that would come for free in the PlayStation magazines. I'll probably circle back to PlayStation for its own episode sometime down the line. But yes, if you remember popping in a disc, you have to remember hearing that sound. To me, this sound effect is comparable to a gin and tonic. It's chill, it's calming, but it's also invigorating, and it piques your interest of what's gonna happen next, especially after you find out that they put a crap ton of gin in your drink. Huge franchises like Resident Evil, Final Fantasy, and Metal Gear Solid really thrived on the PlayStation. It really made a statement that this was a whole other animal. And you know, as soon as you heard that sound effect, that it was on. It was on. Y'all ready for sound effect number three? Here we go. Five seconds on the clock. Go. Time's up. That, my friends, was the THX sound effect. If you don't know what THX is, it was a speaker system that was distributed throughout theaters nationwide back in the 90s and early 2000s. It was owned by Lucasfilm. Yes, George Lucas, named after his film THX 1138. So where do you remember this from? If you went to the movies, they usually played this before the movie started. Some VHS tapes that were THX enhanced with their sound would usually have this logo come up in the front. It was loud. It was boisterous. It was kind of annoying, but it really did show the power of those speakers during that time. The official title of this sound effect is the Deep Note. The Deep Note hasn't really been used a lot lately. The last I found about it was in 2015. The THX company re-recorded it and optimized it for other speakers. You don't really hear it a lot now. I'm not sure if they even attach it to films anymore, especially with the rise of Dolby Atmos and other comparable in-theater sound systems. But the thing that I loved more than the THX logo were all the variants. There was this one, I'll play a sound clip of it right now, about like a little robot making a cow sound. There was another one that had like the Simpsons, where they're like in a movie theater and the sound is so loud that like a dude's head explodes and people are dropping their popcorn everywhere, and then it ends with Grandpa saying,
"Turn it up! Turn it up!"
And I think by far my favorite is the joke in Tiny Toon Adventures where they're at a movie theater and there's a similar sound effect in the theater called thud. And everybody in the theater like knows it's coming. Like one of them puts on a helmet and ducks under the chair. And then like once it hits, there's like bodies flying all over the movie theater. And then it cuts to a logo that says thud.
The audience is now deaf.
All right, I'm gonna try to stoop you with one. I'm gonna throw a little tricky curveball your way. Where do you know this from? Okay, that one, a little shorter than the other ones. I'm gonna play it again. What is that nostalgic sound? That was the outro music for Hanna-Barbera cartoons whenever they would air on TV on Cartoon Network or TBS during the 90s. Now, Hanna-Barbera existed far before the millennial age, but the reruns that they would show on TV are something that a lot of us tuned into. Shows like The Flintstones, The Jetsons, Yogi Bear, Scooby-Doo. The list goes on and on and on. But at the end of every episode, they would have this like little image of a star with a rainbow kind of tail behind it swirling. And then it would come up to the middle of the screen. It would say Hanna-Barbera Cartoons, a Time Warner company. And it didn't matter which Hanna-Barbera cartoon you were watching. Odds are you were going to see that at the end of every episode. And I didn't even remember it until just a couple days ago. I was watching some nostalgic videos on YouTube trying to get some inspiration for this week's show. And that came up. And that was really the sound that like spurred this whole episode. I was like, that is such an obscure sound. Like, there's others that I could play for you that are far more obvious. But that one, I didn't remember it until I heard it, like, after, I don't know, 20 plus years. So kudos to you if you got that without actually visually seeing the image. Because I didn't, and I'm the one who created this game. So, applause to you.
Oh, good for you!
Okay, I'm going to go a little easier on you on this one. See if you can pinpoint where you remember this sound from. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. All right, what was that sound? That was the intro music for the Nickelodeon series Clarissa Explains It All. Now, don't ask me to explain what Clarissa Explains It All was about, because I'll have to explain myself.
I can explain.
I didn't watch it. Never did. As a kid, I wasn't really super into the live-action stuff until I got just a tad bit older. That time period, I was more into cartoons. So, pardon me if I don't have nostalgic memories about Clarissa Explains It All. There's something, like, really crucial I'm missing by not having ever seen this show. You know, let me know. I'll watch it sometime. And then I'll do a show about it. How about that? But I would always hear this because it would come on after like Rugrats or Angry Beavers or something like that. And as I was like trying to get the remote to change the channel, I would always just hear that intro. And I kind of liked it. It didn't entice me enough to watch the actual show, but I did like the theme. It's catchy. And it's something that I know to this day. But yeah, that's just a case of a show that I never watched, but a theme song that I really liked. I did watch Sabrina the Teenage Witch, so I wasn't totally anti-Melissa Joan Hart. But that's a topic for another day. So, how y'all doing so far? Doing pretty good? Some of you a little rusty on the nostalgic trivia? We all have those days. Got a couple more to throw at you. Let's get right back into it. Name that nostalgic sound. That, my friends, was the intro to Cartoon Fridays on Cartoon Network. Now, if you were super into cartoons like me and loved the Cartoon Network, they had some really awesome gems. These were the nights where you would tune in and watch new episodes of The Powerpuff Girls, Johnny Bravo, Dexter's Lab, Ed, Edd n Eddy. This was the night that I remember looking forward to the most on TV. Nickelodeon would usually show their stuff sometimes on Fridays and sometimes on Saturdays. On nights when they would conflict, what I would do is just tape one in another room and watch the other live. This is what you had to do pre-DVR days, peeps. When most adults were watching network television on Tuesdays or Thursdays for like prime time comedies or drama, Friday nights is what we had. It was the end of the school week. We could just chillax in our pajamas, invite friends over for sleepovers, turn on the tube, and watch the latest cartoons. Most of the time, though, I chose to not have sleepovers during those times because I was so into my cartoons, I didn't want any distractions of my friends trying to play a video game or do something else. Even at like 7 years old, I would be like, yo, stop it. Stop. You need to chill. Shut up. I'm watching my tunes. But they would always play this intro before all of the shows would start. and a little snippet of it after every show would end and in between commercial breaks. So you would always hear that. I kind of wish that Cartoon Network would just show some of these old cartoons. Don't remake them. We saw what happened when they did that with the Powerpuff Girls. That might be a topic I talk about at some point. I don't want to, but I will. I digress. I loved Cartoon Network's Cartoon Fridays, and I'm definitely going to talk about it more in a future episode. All right, we have time for just one more sound effect in today's show. And I apologize in advance. Ow. Sorry, that hurt. That hurt me. What was that sound? What the hell was that? You know, those of you who are listening to this podcast and don't know what that is, you don't know how lucky you are. You are on the internet right now listening to this podcast, and you didn't have to listen to that crap before you logged in. That within itself is such a major human accomplishment. Back in my day, you needed a phone line to access the interwebs. And whenever you would turn it on, you would have to go through at least 2 or 3 minutes of this. Many times I would just leave the room for a couple minutes and then come back. If your first internet experience didn't include that sound, then consider yourself lucky. All right, my millennial fam, that is it for the sound of nostalgia. So how many of those did you get right? Be honest. Feel free to follow me on all social media platforms at Giacomo Thalay. Check out Millennial Nostalgia at Believe.com and tune into all the other podcasts that they have on the network. There's some awesome content on there. Millennial Nostalgia and all the other Believe podcasts are available to be downloaded or streamed on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, Spotify, Luminary, iHeart, and Believe.com. Until next Throwback Thursday, my millennial fam, this is Giacomo Thalay signing off. Have a great week.